A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bites Ours podcast, the show that brings you all the Liverpool news and updates that you need to know in a handy little 10-minute podcast so you can get on with your day. You don't have to scroll through millions and millions of interviews and millions of websites and millions of social media posts. Just come to us, put it into your ears, listen to us, and we'll give you everything you need to know in terms of the Reds. The major talking points, obviously, off the pitch, not on the pitch, on the pitch, Liverpool keep winning, which is absolutely brilliant. But the major news off the pitch is that the Egyptian FA have confirmed that Mo Salah is returning to Liverpool from the African Cup of Nations to receive treatment on his muscle injury. The Egyptian FA said in a statement, after additional examinations were conducted on Mohamed Salah during the last few hours and after communication between the national team medical staff and the counterpart at Liverpool FC, it was decided that the player will return to England after the Cape Verde match tomorrow to complete his treatment with the hope that he will join the national team in the semi-final of the AFCON if we qualify. It's worth mentioning that that statement was obviously made yesterday, so Egypt versus Cape Verde is tonight at 8 p.m. UK time. Salah will watch that from the stands or from the bench, and then regardless of what happens, he'll fly home. There's a chance that after this match week that Cape Verde have knocked Egypt out. There's rules around in the AFCON about the six of the eight third place teams can also qualify, so we won't know for definite just yet how it happens. But if they lose and they're only on 1 point, Egypt, from their three games, there's a chance they're out anyway. But if they do somehow, if they win or they get through as directly or as one of those best runners up, Salah won't be involved in the knockout stage until potentially a semi-final. It's interesting because Jurgen Klopp spoke after the game against Bournemouth and he mentioned maybe Salah going back for a final if Egypt got to that. So already a little bit of discrepancy in terms of dates and stuff. So for what it's worth, the semi-finals are both scheduled in the AFCON for February 7th. The final is scheduled for February 11th. So already you're looking at Salah being out for a couple of weeks at the minimum. So what's that? We're on 22nd of Feb now, so you're looking at almost 3 weeks perhaps until that final, just give or take. We'll wait and see how it all pans out. There's a chance, like I say, he doesn't have to go back to Egypt, don't get that far, but it'll be interesting if they do get to the semis. Who makes the final decision on whether Salah is fit enough to play, goes back. Is it Liverpool? Is it Egypt? Is it Salah himself? But who knows? We might never get there, but what we do know is that Salah, regardless of what happens, he's going to be out for a while. It looks like Egypt expect them to be back, like say, for the 7th of February, which is interesting really, because say for example Egypt are knocked out by that stage, and there's a very good chance they are. They have not been particularly impressive in the AFCON, and of course they've lost Mo Salah. Liverpool have got a game against Arsenal on Sunday February 4th. Now if Egypt have been knocked out of the AFCON and Salah is right for that game, is there a chance we see Mo Salah? I don't know. The quarterfinals of the AFCON are the 2nd and 3rd of Feb. So if Salah wasn't fit for those, if Egypt are in them, they're probably not going to say he's going to be fit for the 4th or 3rd. I don't think that would be a bad look. But if they do get knocked out, maybe in the groups or the round of 16, the round of 16 games play anywhere from the 27th to the 30th. Listen, there's an outside chance if Salah's back fit that he could be around for that Arsenal game. But it's touch and go. But whatever, either way, it looks like by Brentford on the 17th of February, Salah will be back regardless, and we'll keep climbing. But yeah, Egypt have let him fly home to get treatment. Speaking of hamstring issues, we all saw Curtis Jones go off in the second half of the 4-0 win at Bournemouth yesterday. However, Jurgen Klopp has kind of played down the severity a little bit. Couldn't confirm, obviously, we're waiting for Curtis to have his scan. Speaking after the game, he said, we hope it's okay. And so Curtis thinks the same. He felt it a little bit. He had something last week, but then nothing was there, he said. But Curtis is a very experienced player. He thought it's 3-0, so why should I risk this? Jurgen says, I hope that's exactly how it was. And so do we. I'm guessing that means we'll see how he goes. But if Curtis felt something in his hamstring on Sunday, that might put Wednesday's League Cup semi-final. Is that on? Maybe in doubt. You could imagine Liverpool starting McAllister, Elliot, Gravenberch maybe in that one, and we'll see how Curtis is. If that is the case, you'd expect him to miss the Norwich game as well. Why even risk that one? And maybe get Curtis looking to get back himself for the Chelsea game. He's been a very important player for Liverpool over the last month or two, Curtis. He's been fantastic. So hopefully it was just what Jurgen said and he was just a player who realised that 3-0 up and he's felt a little tiny issue. Let's just get off before it gets worse. Obviously, Bobby Clark came on and obviously Bobby might get a chance against Norwich in particular to start. But thankfully, Jurgen didn't seem too worried. We'll wait for more confirmation. I'm sure he'll mention more the press conference. Well, it might actually be Pep Linders who does the press conference, not the Pep conference, the press conference ahead of Fulham. But yeah, just want to keep an eye on with Curtis Jones there.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And finally, maybe not as much news, but definitely a talking point that I want to bring up. So Keith Hackett, for those of you who aren't aware of Keith Hackett, he's a former FIFA referee. He used to be the boss of the PGMOL back in the day as well. You might see him on some of these TV shows where they get ex-refs involved and stuff like that. Well, he says on Twitter, the PGMOL must investigate why there was no VAR intervention on the challenge by Kluivert. It should have resulted in a red card. The referee should have seen it and VAR should have acted. It was poor decision making, yes. Justin Kluivert's challenge on Luis Diaz, how he wasn't sent off, got no idea. And Keith Hackett is saying, well, there needs to be an investigation as to why Paul Tierney didn't intervene, didn't act. I half think when he says the ref should have seen it, I probably should have, but I can also see why you missed that one. It was very, very quick. There was a lot of bodies round. I can understand an on-field ref missing it. I can't understand VAR not getting involved. They did get involved when they sent Curtis Jones off against Tottenham VAR. A very similar type of challenge. Actually, in Kluivert's was probably a bit worse. So why Paul Tierney on VAR hasn't decided to get involved? Now, the stats suggest that Paul Tierney, when he referees Liverpool, isn't good. He referees Liverpool differently than he does other teams as well. And this only adds further fuel to that fire. But We've seen over the last couple of weeks now teams getting involved, teams asking PGMOL to look at stuff. Now, there is an outside voice asking PGMOL to investigate because their leg-breaking challenges, you have to outlaw them. You can't let players do that. So I completely agree with Keith Hackett. Like I said, an investigation should take place because it's rare, it's easy, it's forceful onto shin with studs. Like, it just is a red card. There's no way around it. Paul Tierney's a joke. And, you know, you'd like to think that he got some type of punishment for missing that one. He probably won't, because that's not how Howard Webb runs things. The leadership of PGMOL is really, really bad at the moment. It's really, really bad. Howard Webb was a bad ref, and it looks like he's getting worse now as being in charge of these guys. He does a little monthly show where he talks about refs and what they got right and wrong and all this kind of stuff and all that, but all well and good, but like Luis Diaz is very lucky that he didn't get his leg broken yesterday. And for Clive here to walk away from that without even a yellow card is really, really poor. So I agree with Keith Hackett. They probably need to do something. Those challenges have to be, they either are or they're not. If Curtis's is, then that is. It's as simple as that. How can one VAR say, go and have a look at it, and then Simon Hooper sends him off, and then the next VAR doesn't send him over? I think if they'd give a ref a second look at that, I reckon the ref would have sent him off. I think he's just missed it. But Paul Tierney's a divvy and hasn't done it for whatever reason. And ultimately, it didn't hurt Liverpool. They won 4-0. So we're saying this isn't like sour grapes. We might have been, I don't think it was, we might have been accused of sour grapes after the Spurs game, given how that unfolded. And we had every right to be. Liverpool just won this 4-0. So there's no sour grapes. It's just shite refereeing. It's as simple as that. So yeah, that is what Keith Hackett is suggesting, an investigation. Listen, I wouldn't disagree if that is exactly what they chose to do. Right then, just to let you guys know, on this feed right now, if you go and check it out, you'll have the Red Men Originals podcast with Paul and the gang talking over the biggest Liverpool topics in more detail. After that, they'll be recording the Biased Football podcast, where they have their say on everything around the league, not just Liverpool-based. It's the one show a week, really, where we're not focused solely on the Reds. If you want to check that out, either in video or in podcast form, as well as our reaction and build-up to the League Cup semi-final second leg, the FA Cup fourth round, the rest of the transfer window, and more, go to redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a monthly captain, use the promo code KLOWP, KLOWP, you'll get it free for a month. Hundreds of people have already taken up that opportunity, and the feedback has been really good from them so far, getting themselves involved in Red Men Plus for the first time. So you should go and check it out too. Help support us here as well. Go and check out all our amazing stuff on the YouTube channel and on our socials. Go and check it all out, and we'll be back with another episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast on Tuesday. See us all soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.